Hello and welcome back to My Vision with Leslie Calderon. In today's episode titled The 2020 Election, we'll be discussing three different questions and my thoughts on the presidential election. Question one being, to what extent has the power of the presidency expanded over time? I believe that the power of the president has greatly increased over the time since the founding fathers. That's because the president sometimes ignores the laws and boundaries the founding fathers put in place to prevent the president from having too much power. The presidents who ignore these boundaries and overstep them are considered to be good presidents because they go to a higher extent to do something about the problem and actually fix it. For example, an informal power presidents have today is an executive agreement in which the president can join agreements with foreign countries without the need of the U.S. Senate's approval. Also, a form of power presidents have today is make treaties, so they now have the power to negotiate formal agreements with foreign countries and diplomats. Question two being, do you believe that that in 2020 we should have the Electoral College? I don't believe that in 2020 we should have the Electoral College because of the fact that it's basically what decides what candidate wins the election without inputting what the people want. For example, if a candidate was to win the popular vote but not the electoral vote because they didn't get the 270 electoral votes required to win the election, they will not win the election, which I don't think it's fair since clearly the candidate the people want is the one who wins the popular vote. Also, because if you're not in the right states, the larger states with a larger population, your vote doesn't really matter because your state can be a safe state. They're going to vote the party they are a part of no matter what. So if the candidate wins the larger states, the other candidate is going to have a harder time winning the election since the smaller states don't have mainly electoral votes compared to the larger states. So most likely they will not get the 270 electoral votes and lose the election even if they win the popular vote. Question three, how does your theme relate? My theme of freedom and virtue relates to this, on how the people want freedom when it comes to deciding who's elected. They want to be the reason as to why the president that gets elected wins. They don't want basically the government to decide who wins the election through the electoral votes. Each state has, for example, some states are safe states, so they're always going to be on the side of the Democratic or Republican Party, no matter what, making the votes of the people in the state really mean nothing. I usually say a virtue government, but in this case of the election, the people should completely decide who's elected and not the Electoral College. So what happened in the 2016 election won't happen again, since Hillary Clinton won the popular vote but lost the electoral votes, which caused Trump to be president of the United States for 4 years, which many people weren't happy because of the fact that the people wanted Hillary Clinton to win the election, not Trump, who won all because of the Electoral College. Although the election results haven't been said yet, I truly believe that Joe Biden has a chance in winning this election, and I hope he does. Since right now he is only in need of 6 more electoral votes and only 4 states who haven't reported if they're Democratic or Republican, but Joe Biden is leading in 3 of those states. And thank you for tuning into today's episodes, and make sure to come back for more upcoming episodes.